You ever hear the stick call anything else?
How about it?
Magics.
Okay. How about a gun? What's another name for a gun? Or what's
some? Pistol.
All right. You ever heard any slang names for guns?
No, just a pistol and a gun.
Okay. Okay. If a person was drunk all the time and couldn't hold a job or anything, what would someone call him? What would that person?
A drunk.
Okay. Anything else?
No, they say this is so and so show us a drunkard.
Okay. How about if a person had a job, you know, was making good money and everything, but he still drank all the time? Would you still call him a drunkard?
Yeah, he could go to where he works. No, he wouldn't be a drunkard. He sure could drink. I don't know how he could work and drink all the time, but he wouldn't be called a drunkard. But if he's not working, he don't ever work. That old drunk man, he always drinks. He's a drunkard.
What about just somebody that doesn't work at all and maybe doesn't drink all the time, but he just doesn't work and doesn't want to work and
he
maybe...
He is a bum.
A bum? And, you know, rides the trains around.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Okay. All right. Were there any places in Miami where, like, bums and drunkards and things like that could sleep overnight for real cheap, you know, at a hotel or some kind of...
You mean like they're room for a quarter?
Yeah. You know what you'd call a place?
The only place I know is Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And they give them a meal.
Yeah.
Salvation Army.
You know what you might call a place that you know, a cheap hotel like that where you would... Okay. If someone was going, you know, like if somebody would start getting drunk and bumming around and all that, let's put it this way, what would you call a section of town where that, you know, these guys just stayed day and night, they just laid along the street, you know, when they weren't in jail, they'd just be out there. What would you call like that part of town?
Say they'd be drunk and be laying out there all the time.
Yeah. Would you ever hear the term Skid Row?
We don't have a Skid Row here though. They have them in New York, but they don't have nothing.
Oh, okay. You ever heard the term flop house?
Yeah.
Do they have those here?
They don't have a flop house here either. Because there don't be that many drunkards there. That's where drunk people go and eat and sleep.
In New York or in the flop house?
Mm-hmm. But here, the only place they have is Salvation Army, and that's all the only place I know.
Okay. Well, now I'm gonna. I'm still talking a little bit about these aren't. I'm talking about, you know, these aren't nice people. So I'm gonna still ask you some questions about people in the city. You know. Were there ever any bad sections of town? I mean, real bad sections of town that were, you know, either white or black. I mean, were they ever?
Yeah.
That you just wouldn't want to go into?
First Avenue. I think about three blocks. And your mama tell you not to go down there. If you go downtown, you go another way, you don't go down there. It's because women used to be sitting on the front porch and men pass by and they call the men in. And young girls pass by there, and they beat them into.
What would you call a girl that would call a man in like that?
They used to call them whorehouses.
Okay. And the women that worked in a whorehouse would be called what?
I don't know. I don't think. I'm gonna tell you what I think, cause I don't know about them, cause. Mama forbid us about going down First Avenue, but...